Welcome everyone, Be'ez Hashem, we continue Shar Chuvah, Shar Aleph. We are at the end of Ois Mem Tes, Shin number 75. We finished discussing yesterday that it's possible a person can do a tshuva, shleima, a complete tshuva, even if the Nisayin does not come to him again. And the way is because every day he adds more and more Yerushalayim, he adds more and more fear of Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that this person raised himself in this level of Yir Shemayim, that he would not fall to that same chait again. Vamru Chazal, we conclude now the 19th principle of tshuva with this last piece, the last medrash here. Vamru Chazal b'medrash, Yoshov lo yavar aveira. Person is sitting down and not violating the mitzvahs of Hashem. Yoshav v'loy ovar aveira, naisin lo yischar ko'isa mitzvah. He is given reward like he did a mitzvah. Yoshav v'loy ovar aveira, naisin lo yischar ko'isa mitzvah. He receives reward as if he did a mitzvah. Well, what's the mitzvah he did? He didn't do an aveira. That's the mitzvah that he did. He has this level of Yerushalayim that he knows, how can I transgress? Hashem said no. Well, how can I transgress? I love Hashem. I don't want to violate the Ratzon Hashem. So he explains, Kigoyin Shabbat Dvar Aveir Al Yodoy V'nitzel Mimenu. He says, the person had, for example, a taiva, a desire, a yitzahara to do an Aveir. The temptation was there. He wanted to speak that Lashon Hara. And he didn't. He said, how can I do this? Such a horrific tragedy that just happened in Meiron. I have to work on improving something. Let me not say, who needs to hear this Meshagas anyway, this Lashon Hara? So what? What's the benefit? I'm not going to say it. I want to improve, it should be a schus for the neshamas that were nifter. It should be a schus for the chaylim that need a refuah shleima, for the shidduchim that people need, for the children that people are trying to have. It should be a schus for Klal Yisrael. I'm not going to say Lashon Hara. Noisim lo yischar k'oisei mitzvah. That person gets a schar reward like he did a mitzvah. Because his level of Yerushalayim is what's preventing him from not violating that mitzvah. We now turn to the 20th principle. The Esrim. Ois Nun. This is the 20th principle of tshuva and the 50th point of the Sefer so far. And as we mentioned a few days ago, there are really 19 main principles of tshuva, personally for an individual himself. This 20th is caring about others. L'hoshiv rav mi'avoin kasher tasig yodai. Person tries to deter others from doing averus. As the pasuk says, Shuvu v'hashivu mikol pishaychem. Shuvu. Come back to Hashem. Return. Shuvu. V'hashivu mikol pishaychem. And bring others as well. Those who are doing averus as well. So this is also a chelik, says the Ben Yoina, of tshuva. When the person doesn't just say in his own dalet amos, his own house, okay, I have to work on myself. He says, how can I help others as well? So he brings a pasuk here, which unfortunately is misunderstood. But let's first say the pasuk. The pasuk says, give toichacha, give rebuke. Now rebuke does not mean to scream at the person when they're doing something wrong, because the point of the rebuke is to encourage the person to do something better. Most people will not appreciate being screamed at. I don't know anybody who would. And it will create a feeling of a negative relationship. Although many times we feel like we should scream at them, how could you do that? How could you talk during the davening? Why are you always the one with the cell phone on during Kedusha? Always ringing. It's like he has a timer that goes specifically during that time period. But he says something very beautiful over here. He brings a pasuk in Tehillim. What is one of the best ways of Teichacha? Yes, of course, say it properly, but put that aside for a minute. Alamda poishim derechecho v'chatoyim eilecha yeshuvu. Alamda, what's the word alamda? What's the shayrish here? I'm going to teach. Alamda. David HaMelech says, I'm going to teach those who are doing averus, those who are doing the wrong thing, or those who don't know. Alamda poishim derechecho v'chatoyim eilecha yeshuvu. And the chatoyim, once they know the right way, they'll come back and do the right thing. They'll do their mitzvahs. They asked Reb Chaim Kineski Shlita, what's the reason, what happened with Meiron? What's going on? He says, we don't know Hashem's ways. It's a gezeirah. It's a gezeirah in the Shemayim. We don't know Hashem's ways. He said a few things, but one point that I want to mention that he said is that we have the mechazik hour, besides tznius for women, modesty for women, he said we have the mechazik hour, hasmodas ha-tayra and limon ha-tayra. We have the mechazik hour, limon ha-tayra. We have the mechazik hour, hasmoda, our diligence in learning. We see over here, one of the chalokim of tshuva is to bring others in to learn Torah's emes. Is to bring others in to learn Torah's emes. This is a chalik of tshuva for yourself. When you can go and say to someone, you know what, I think you might have an opportunity to join us with some learning. Oh, you might say, I don't know how to. Don't worry, you learn how to learn. Join the shir. Join the group. Join the program. Be part of it. We have to do tshuva. We have to do better. Mechazek and limon ha-tayra. Mechazek na smadis ha-tayra. Bring others in to learn Torah.